There's been a familiar theme these past few weeks with the photos I've taken in that they've all involved my kids. And a lot of my photos here on Weekly 50 are photos that I take while I'm just on the way to work and back, or I'm out walking around Theta Pond at work. But these are directly involving my family. And I think that's pretty cool. And when I see this photo, I obviously see a bubble on the grass, but I am hearing a story being told because I think about what happened behind the scenes in this photo. And that to me, I think I mentioned this last week, is just as valuable, if not more valuable, than the picture itself, what it represents here. So I'm going to talk about that for a little bit. This is a rainy day. Well, I guess it was a drizzly day. There was some rain in the morning, then it was kind of drizzly in the afternoon, and I was at home with the kids while my wife was back at work for something, and I just wanted to keep them busy. And we don't watch a lot of screens in my house. In fact, we have virtually no screens at all for the kids. They don't watch movies and play video games. Mostly we're outside. They live a fairly electronic-free existence, and part of that means that we're often outside doing something. And so I wanted to keep them busy on this rainy day. And they asked if we could play outside. And I said, sure, I'd rather have them play outside and get their clothes wet than be inside and stare at a screen. So we went outside and we were, I don't know, hitting the soccer ball around or something. And they were getting wet and it was fine. And pretty soon my oldest son said, Dad, can we get out the bubble machine? And it's just this cheap little bubble machine we got at Walmart, nothing special. We used it during the summer. And I think it was probably upper 60s, mid 70s on this particular day. And I said, sure, why not? We don't normally use it in the fall on rainy days, but wasn't going to hurt anything. So we got the bubble machine out and turned it on. And I put it on the top of on the top rung of a 6-foot ladder so the bubbles would kind of spread out a little more. Got out the air compressor so they could blow bubbles around in the air. And we just had a really good time. Pretty soon one of the neighbor kids showed up and he's playing bubbles with us. And of course, I got a bunch of pictures of my kids and all three kids playing together. But you know, I don't like to put those pictures here on the blog. So instead, I took like a minute and a half when I saw this bubble here in the grass, and I crouched down, and I really wanted to capture this scene here. There's no filters on this. There's no close-up filters. It's just a bubble, like you would blow with a bubble wand, like you know bubble wands. You remember those when you were a kid? And it's sitting on the grass, and I thought it was a cool opportunity to catch this single bubble with this backdrop of others. And you can kind of see the grass is glistening, and behind it there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more bubbles. And I thought it would be kind of cool to catch this in my camera. I think I shot this pretty wide open, maybe f1.8 to get a really shallow depth of field, but still show enough of the surrounding elements. I had to stand a little far back to get this, to get the composition I wanted. And let me see. I'm trying to think of anything else notable about this other than I shot with a 50mm lens at f1.8. I think that's about it. It was also just the act of seeing this. And honestly, there's bubbles all over the place. And part of me was like, I need to find the perfect shot. I need to look around for every different bubble and see if that would work for a picture. And it took just a little bit for me to realize, no, I don't need the perfect shot. I just need a shot. Will it be perfect? Probably not. But as long as I like it and learn something from it and get something out of it, then it's fine. So that's what you got here. Interestingly, if you click through on the picture, you'll end up on Flickr where the image is stored, and you'll actually see me reflected in the bubble. You'll see my camera lens and then an orange hat on top of the camera. That's me taking the picture. So I guess you could call this a bubble selfie if you really wanted to.